This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The world the way it is, or you want to change things? Let's see what we can do. We mount an effort to change people's thinkings when it comes to certain things. I'm Doug Steffen, change advocate, along with Jennifer Horn, who's just a troublemaker. Victoria Keelan has her moments as well. Kara Schillen, she's a real problem. All of us are here together to calm you down, because calming people down, when you calm people down, being calm, cool, calm, and collected, is contagious. It's the same, it's sort of like the antithesis of panic, the things that are in the news every day. And I have this debate with the ladies of the day who are here with me about how we best present from our point of view what's going on. What do we want to tell you? What do you want to tell us? You share a lot. You go on Twitter, our Facebook account, facebook.com/DJV show, and you tell us what's what. And who's who, from your perspective, which is what we want. We want you to know what we're thinking, because we think it generates ideas on your part. We're the leader, maybe sometimes, maybe we're the follower. Sometimes you have things that are getting to you, and so you want to share them, and so we get a lot from you. Share. This is all about sharing. It's Tuesday, the 26th of September. I have a lot of random items. You know, sometimes, even though I know a lot of you think there's no method to my madness, there is. But at the moment, there isn't.
Okay.
So, random item number one. Apparently, we are having people crazed already by Halloween. Halloween is a month and what? Let's see. So it's about almost 6 weeks away, right? Halloween?
Pretty sure all stores are covered in Halloween stuff now,
oh, my
right?
God. Well, because it's the second most shopped time of the year. Now, is this a case where people are ordering online, or do they really buy more Halloween stuff in the stores themselves? What is it? What's the...
I think that people probably buy Halloween candy in person.
Hmm. Yeah, candy, decorations probably in person. Costumes maybe online.
Yeah, okay. So here's the story of a display in Greenville, Tennessee, that scared one passerby so much that he called the police. It looked like, to him, a tragic accident or maybe a brutal murder in somebody's driveway. But it was a Halloween decoration. The decoration, which has gone viral, you've probably seen it, features a headless body in a driveway with legs splayed outward to give the appearance of somebody being decapitated by a closed garage door.
Oh,
fake blood.
I'll post this picture. It is, I mean, it's hilarious how much detail
gruesome.
This family.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so what is there about your life that you are this looped? And you think, this is an important way, as Victoria is saying, when you look at it, they had to have spent hours and hours and hours cooking this thing up. So callers were calling the sheriff's office. And so apparently this was posted, or a message from the sheriff on the Facebook page. Attention, everyone. For those of you driving by, and he talks about the address in Greene County, this is a Halloween decoration, capital letters. Do not call us anymore reporting a dead body. Instead, congratulate the homeowner on a great display. Family name is Lovergin, I believe. L-O-V-E-R-G-I-N-E.
Wasn't there a story last year about, like, a guy who had, like, legs sticking out of his garage, you know, as a gag for Halloween, and, like, someone actually called the police and thought there was a body?
There's something that's become sort of an annual thing of legs hanging out of the back of the trunk of a car.
Right. What about, do you guys remember, maybe this is, I'm dating myself, but I remember driving around with my mom as a kid, and people would have those Garfield stuffed animals with just the back half coming out of their trunk. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think I do know. Yeah. People are, I don't know. But is Halloween that big a deal? All right. So I just, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I just heard, if memory serves me correctly, I was doing some work on the, I heard two things from Kara. One of them incorrect. I heard her, I thought, talking about her boyfriend. And that apparently isn't
okay. I'll let you know when it happens.
Okay, thank you. But the other one was that you're going to get a costume and go out trick-or-treating for Halloween?
I don't normally go out trick-or-treating.
What are you going to do with a costume?
Go to a party?
Parties. I have parties? A Halloween party every year.
You, Jennifer, you go get a costume, go to a Halloween party?
Oh, heck yeah. Every year I have a Halloween party, although I don't know if I will this year, but every year I have a Halloween party.
Yeah, you need to live it up a little bit, Doug.
Nobody invites me to Halloween.
Yeah, you'd have fun dressing
up. Doug, aren't
you doing your own?
Yeah, and you have a farm and tractors. Like, aren't you doing haunted hay rides or something
cool
with the farm?
My neighbor, the other farmer, Hanson, he does his haunted farm and hay rides and stuff, so I can't compete with him.
Well, make it, don't compete with him, but make it an and with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, sell ice cream with him or something like that, even if it's cold.
Well,
can you do a maze? Can you do like a hedge maze?
He has
or
a corn. He has
maze?
A corn. He has a corn maze.
So he's taking all the good ideas.
Yeah, he has all the good ideas.
You should do a haunted barn and make people walk through cow patties.
Well, they can do that anytime. Just walk through the pasture.
Yeah, but if concerned. You make it scary, it seems like it, then you can charge $10.
Come slip on a spot in the pasture. There you go.
That sounds like
pay
fun.
$5. It's like P.T. Barnum charged people to go to the egress because they didn't know the egress was the exit. I could charge people for a walk in the dark in the pasture.
Yeah,
take your chances.
I think I'm going to stick with my Halloween party.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I could do without any cow poop on my shoes.
What are you going to be, Kara? What are you going to dress up
as? I don't know yet. That's what I was talking to Victoria about. I'm going to a Halloween trivia for Harry Potter. So I have to dress like a witch for one thing, because you can win $1,000 at Harry Potter trivia. So I'm going to that. But I need a for real Halloween costume. So if you think of anything good,
I want to be a unicorn. That's if I'm going to...
Why?
Because it's rainbow and glitter.
Really?
Yeah, and that's awesome.
Getting married, why would you want to be a unicorn and be married?
What are you talking about?
What is
not going to be married before Halloween either.
And what are unicorns
and married people be a unicorn?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. Just thought I'd see what I could stimulate for conversation asking that question.
Try again.
Yep.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. That's so. Huh. All right. By the way, did you notice I didn't take anything off of your plate yesterday at breakfast?
Yeah, you didn't want anything, though. It was a vegetable omelet. You weren't interested.
Well, your father had some pancakes that I liked.
Yeah, you were sampling those.
Well, it's a good way. I think those kind of places, this is nothing other than just silly stuff. I'm in a silly mood. My head is in a silly place at this moment. And there's nothing, when I go to Los Angeles, the things that I love doing, I love spending time with my two children, and my grandson, who was just so full of vim and vigor, we had so much fun. We took a ride on the steam. Jennifer called me on Sunday, and I was at the steam train place. I said, come on over here. It's cool. And you know what? It prompted me to think, you were just talking about what I should do on the farm. I got an inspiration from doing, and Walt Disney, who designed, he had this, if you've seen this, this television special, 4-hour special about the life of Disney that's running on PBS now, one of the things that you learn, I remembered it from watching a Disney on TV, he was fascinated with trains, and he built a miniature train set to go around Disneyland. And he actually had one around his house and his farm before he did it at Disneyland. And I thought to myself, this is a fabulous idea for the farm, to give tours, I got the information from the people there, as to where the steam, these little locomotives come from and the cars and stuff. And just imagine taking a little trip. You know, you can either take the horse buggy around. We have a horse and buggy. We have a tractor and a wagon or the train to go around the farm. I thought that'd be a fabulous idea.
Good idea.
Yeah. It really is, using your imagination. Anyway, but I felt like a kid. What I was saying is, when I'm with Jennifer, when I'm with my family, I love the time. because it's really cool, especially as Miles is growing so fast and getting so observant. So much fun. But I also love to spend time with Jennifer because you just look into her eyes. You see, she sits across the table from me, even though only one eye is any good. I look at her.
Doug was sitting at this dark booth when we walked in. I'm like, yeah, we're going to have to go by the window.
Yeah, right.
I want to be able to see you.
Aww.
But it's just, that's the kind of stuff. It's just so much fun being around Jennifer. And then her father comes in and he gets real serious talking about business. And then we have to lighten him up a little bit. But
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's always fun, Jennifer. I always love seeing you.
I know. So. And you know what? Hey, maybe next time invite me to the darn steam train so I can meet Miles.
Yeah, that's right. You haven't met Miles yet.
No,
oh, yeah, we got to do that. Yeah, we'll do that. Well, I haven't met Jeff or those other his two
kids. All right,
kids.
Maybe we should have a double, triple date then. How about
that? Yeah, right. We'll bring all the kids together and see what they're up to. 16 past the hour. More than 22 million adults are going to cut the cord this year, according to research from firm eMarketer. If you're one of the millions that have already ditched cable, you can still watch your favorite TV shows this fall live. Andy Solomon has that story, and Jennifer has the TV report right after this.
The busy fall TV season is here with top shows like CBS's Big Bang Theory and NBC's This Is Us premiering this month. Sony's Dwayne Benefeld tells us cord cutters are watching top fall TV shows over the internet with PlayStation View.
PlayStation View offers the perfect way for you to watch top fall TV premieres like ABC's Modern Family and AMC's The Walking Dead, live and on demand. PlayStation View is also great for football fans who've cut the cord, with channels like ESPN, NFL Red Zone, and local broadcast stations, keeping you up to date on all the action.
How is PlayStation View different from cable?
PlayStation View provides flexible plans with no long-term contracts or set-top box fees. Just sign up online and you're ready to watch. It works with popular devices like Amazon Fire, Roku, Apple TV, mobile phones, and PlayStation consoles. You can also watch on up to five devices simultaneously and use PlayStation View's powerful cloud DVR to record thousands of hours of television.
For a free trial, visit psview.com. Now you're in the know.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, so let's get to this is an exciting week in the world of television. Jennifer, what do we have tonight that's new and exciting? I'm looking forward to Bull. I've
come
late to the party with that, but I like that show.
Yeah, it's premiering tonight. Season 2 starts. And they actually have a big guest star. Minka Kelly will be on the program. That's at 9 o'clock on CBS. Minka Kelly dated Derek Jeter. She's been on a bazillion TV shows. You'd know her if you see her. You should Google her. Yeah.
Very pretty.
This is, very pretty girl. This Is Us also premieres Season 2 tonight. It's the Big Three's 37th birthdays.
Can I ask you a question about that show? I never heard of it before the Emmys. What
That's
is
fantastic.
There about that show that really gets to people?
You would love it. It's a sweet show. It's about a family, about three kids, and they're triplets, 37 years old. And it's just sweet. It's just a story about human beings, and it's a good show. I didn't want to like it.
Where's the black guy coming, the Sterling Brown?
He's a triplet. He's part of the triplet. You have to watch the show.
But the others are white.
Give you a spoiler alert. Yeah.
Oh,
check it out.
Right.
This Is Us. Season 2, you can catch up. There's still time. 9 p.m. on NBC. Lethal Weapon also begins their Season 2.
That's a good show.
Fun show. Yep, 8 o'clock on Fox. The Mick starts Season 2. That's at 9 on Fox. And this is what I'm going to be watching. Law & Order, True Crime, The Menendez Murders. That's at 10 p.m. on NBC.
Isn't that Falco in that? Isn't she the one?
Yes.
It's
a
miniseries about one of the most sensational cases of the 90s. I remember it as a kid watching this unfold. And right. Edie Falco's in this. It's a great cast, and they're trying to obviously have the same success as the O.J. Simpson miniseries. That's on NBC at 10 p.m.
Dick Wolf, man. He's a genius.
Smart,
21
man.
Past the hour.
North
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her.
Believe it or not, this is my least favorite Beatles tune.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this either.
Not a big fan. So we've decided to go back in music history to this week in 1968 because we find a lot of Billboard music in here. That is numbers we used to call them, songs on the Billboard chart that had been there for a long, long time. For example, this song started at number one during this week in 1968 and stayed at number one for 9 weeks.
Wow.
And if we move around, so that's 1968. Let's move fast forward to 1977 for this week. This was not an authorized version. This kind of, well, the Cantina Band, which was, if you saw the movie Star Wars, they were the ones who were in the Star Wars bar. It's called a bar scene. And then there was this song was done by Miko, was the instrumentalist, and it wasn't really from the movie, but it sort of captured the feel of that scene from the movie.
It really does. I've never heard this.
Yeah, haven't you really?
I've never heard this.
Yeah. It's a disco tune.
Yeah. But it has those weird sounds
Yep. So what we're doing here is we're finding songs that stayed on the chart for a long time from various years. So we went from 68 to Beatles' Hey Jude, 77 to the Star Wars theme with the Cantina Band. Now we move to 1982 and the Steve Miller Band's song called Abracadabra. That's a good tune. It just is one of those clever things that capture your musical antenna. Right? Do you think you like this? Do you know this song?
I love this. This has been in a bunch of movies and stuff, yeah. But it's so funny to me because I never knew it was Steve Miller because it doesn't really sound like Steve Miller.
That's what I find. So one of my favorite games to play with my dad in the car is we'll be listening to kind of an oldies or, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, 70s, 60s
station. Yeah,
and so he'll know all of the songs from that era, but I don't know all of them, so we'll play a game and he'll ask who it is. And I always find if I don't know who it is, I always guess Steve Miller Band or Blue Oyster Cult. Half the time I'm right.
And they're both
both great bands, by the way.
Yeah.
Little Orchestra Choir. Your father loved, I'm sure he loves them.
Oh, yeah.
Both of them. My kids talk about how they know more about music from the 60s and 70s, because that was when I started being a disc jockey, and they hear all that stuff around all the time. All right, so we've got 68, 77, 82. These are all songs that started during this week and stayed on the chart for a long time. From 1989, Cher climbing into the number one spot with If I Could Turn Back Time. Another great pop hit.
And let's not forget, she can still wear that outfit at 70.
And she can still sing the song as well as she did then.
Yeah, I know.
As well, yes.
She is amazing. I love
fabulous.
Her.
Fabulous.
I think in 1989, hadn't she sort of been out of the music scene for a long time?
She went away for a while. Yeah, right. She went away for a while. All right, back, let's see, from 89 we moved to the next year, 1990, Nelson, which was the two children of Ricky Nelson, Matthew and Gunnar, topped the chart with Can't Live Without Your Love, wasn't it? It was from...
Can't Live Without Your Love and Affection.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So the group is Nelson. It's kind of like, what was it, Phillips...
Wilson Phillips,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so that was number one for quite a long time. Here's another one. I guess the list ends going back to 1958 and their father, Ricky Nelson, with Poor Little Fool. Stayed on the charts forever as a great bass song. Listen.
Play around
the guitar.
With a carefree devil eyes. Hold me close and kiss me. But her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh, yeah.
I was a fool for you. So 28 past the hour as I get distracted.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, a new survey by J.D. Power finds that non-premium vehicles provide the same tech experience as premium vehicles. The overall satisfaction with new vehicle technology amongst both premium and non-premium owners is around 75%. It comes down to how well a dealer educates a customer on features in the vehicle to know how a new owner feels about it. Sales satisfaction begins to decline after dealer education lasts more than 25 minutes. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples. It's...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
4424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The hour now on the DJB Experience. Hear a podcast of the best of the DJB show. Go to blogtalkradio.com/DJB show. You will hear every week the ins and the outs, the backwards, the forwards, the ups, the downs. You'll hear Kara discuss her new dress with Victoria. Victoria will talk about whatever it is that she's found in the boutique. Let's see, what else? They're talking about music and all the... Well, who were we just talking about? Somebody... Who is that musician?
Cardi B.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. Musician is not a word I would use.
Okay.
I don't think there was any musical talent whatsoever happening there.
Good to know. All right, so let's get to one of the things that... Well, this is basically a group of friends, us, who are here to discuss with some detail, sometimes fun. Hopefully there's amusement and entertainment connected to our discussion of issues. Maybe you'll react. The things that we're talking about are of no value unless there's a reaction on your part. And the reaction comes, for example, what do we do with chickens after they've stopped laying eggs?
Oh, boy.
Ever think about, this is the food news portion of the program. Ever think about what happens to the hens that lay your eggs? I bet so many of you are divorced from the farm that you don't know. You know, some of you there are kids who think eggs are made in a machine. And then they brought into the store. That's where the eggs come out of a machine, and you buy them in a box. Well, unless you have raised backyard chickens, I'm betting that you don't really know, as a consumer, what happens to the hens that stop laying eggs, especially if they are younger hens. Average hen lives 8 years, but they only productively lay eggs for a couple of those years. Chickens are different than hens. Hens are like heifers, are different from cows. A heifer is a cow that's on its way to maturation before it gets pregnant. After it's pregnant, has a calf, it's a cow. Same thing with chickens. Chickens are chickens when they're little chicks, and then they become hens when they start laying eggs. Some chickens never get, chickens that are raised for meat never get beyond the chicken stage because they only live most of the time for a couple of months, and then they're gonzo. But hens lay 8 years, or there's, well, that's the idea. If they only lay eggs for a couple of 3 years, let's say, on the commercial level, then what do they do with them? They lay an egg about every 22 to 24 hours. You know that? A good productive hen lays an egg about every 22 to 24 hours. As they get older, less frequent. Hens go through menopause, in a manner of speaking. So when you're a commercial egg farmer, what do you do with all the hens that are in the barn that aren't laying eggs? Well, there's a company called Pete and Jerry's Organic Eggs.
Oh, I buy Pete and Jerry's all the time.
Google. Okay. They raise certified humane animals. The eggs come from small family farms. And the fellow that runs the company explained one way that non-human egg factories deal with the situation. He says, quote, what typically happens is they just gas them with CO2 and asphyxiate them. Then they put them into trucks or dumpsters, and they go to the landfill, or they go to a rendering company. And then they get turned into some kind of vegetable oil. That sort of stuff gets used in various industries. Here's the guy that runs a company called Vital Farms. This is good. Actually, you know what? This would be a good thing for the ag show, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Finding out, you know, have a conversation. What do you do with spent hens? What people don't know is that they get put into pet food sometimes.
Yeah.
When you have chicken, if you see chicken if you get a bag of dog food and some of it is turkey, some of it's chicken, some of it's pork, some of it's this, that, or the other thing. Well, the chickens that stop laying eggs are the ones that are used for dog food.
How come they're not used for human consumption?
Well, that's the next part of it. They go isn't Kentucky Fried Chicken, it's KFC, because it's really chicken. They take the parts of the chicken that nobody else uses, and they grind them up, and they get the smell and sort of the taste of chicken in those little nuggets.
Ugh.
That's not really chicken, it's what's left of the chicken.
Right.
But there are things that happen to these things. I remember our chickens when I was a kid on the farm. Some of them lived to be a lot longer than 8 years old, and every once in a while, they might not lay an egg every day, but they might lay an egg once a week. Or they get older, they lay an egg once a month. But there are some chickens, if they're fairly young and they stop laying, they become broilers. Do you know what a broiler is?
No.
Difference between a younger
do I want to know?
A broiler hen. Well, I remember as a kid we ate broilers, and that's just because they were around and they were cheaper. Broilers have always been cheaper than regular chicken. If you go to the store and you're going to buy a chicken that's raised properly, a grass-fed or an organic chicken,
mm-hmm.
It'll taste a whole lot different than an old broiler hen. It doesn't even taste like the same stuff. You know, you think chicken is chicken is chicken,
Well, it isn't really. And so I think that it's, I only tell you the story because it relates to something else that I found on Facebook, the story of the counterfeit rat meat that's being sold now in the United States.
Ugh.
The FDA is concerned about 300,000 dead rats that have been sold as chicken wings.
See, now I heard this was fake news.
No. Well, where'd you hear that? So the FDA website.
Is it on the actual FDA website? Because this was posted on a lot of different Facebook pages, and a lot of comments were popping up that it was actually fake news. So it wasn't
according
real.
To whom? I would like to know. People, you can say it's fake news if you don't want to buy into it. You know, you can always say anything's fake news. You can say that. How does it give it any more relativity than if it's true? See, that's where you get into this gray area, Victoria, of what's true, what isn't, what's fake, what's real. How do you know?
Right.
This I would not put past the Vietnamese. I would not put this past people to, you know, because there are no inspectors. We don't have, the food comes into our country, doesn't get inspected by anybody. Mm. We have inspections for our food here, but there are no inspections for the food that come from outside the country. Anyway.
Now, how can they, so I am looking now, and there. This does look like this is a legitimate, I guess you're right, some people didn't want to buy into it, but this does look like it's a legitimate warning from the FDA. But how can they find out if it's true or not? How do you,
the FDA,
inspectors.
They follow back. They go back and they follow the trail to find out where it came from in the first place. If they really want to find out, they can follow the trail backwards.
Right, but the problem is they're concerned that, and this is actually a warning ahead of the Super Bowl, which is kind of funny because people eat a lot of chicken wings coming up with the Super Bowl in a couple months.
Right.
But if they're concerned that 300,000 pounds are in restaurants across the country. Now, these are restaurant chains, but how do you actually know if you're eating a wing that's rat meat?
I don't know the answer to that.
That's what I mean.
I know how I handle it because I don't eat it. I wouldn't eat that stuff.
Well, I don't eat wings either. But, I mean, is there a DNA test that they do to figure out if this is chicken meat or if it's rat meat?
I don't know they do a DNA test. I don't know the answer to that question. It would be a good one to explore, though. It would be very interesting to find out what, in fact, where that stuff comes from. Yeah.
Here's a scary little statement from the FDA. Unfortunately, it's too late for the produce that has already been sold on the market. It's up to consumers to try to identify the quality and source of the meat that's packaged. But there's no absolute way of determining 100% if it's chicken or rat.
Well,
there's our answer. There is no answer.
Yeah. But we have an aversion to eating rats and dogs and things like that because they're in our society, in our civilization, it doesn't work. In other parts of the world, it does. So, food for thought. In a moment, we're going to meet a gentleman who's going to help us celebrate the American family farmer. That's up next here.
NBC Tuesday is back, all new. First, on four-time Emmy winner The Voice, Adam, Blake, Miley, and newest coach Jennifer Hudson battle for amazing talent in the blind auditions. Followed by the return of the show that captured America's heart and never let go. This Is Us. Then, the premiere of a new kind of Law & Order series based on actual events. Edie Falco stars in Law & Order True Crime, The Menendez Murders, tonight on NBC.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on.
Now 44 past the hour. It's the DJV experience, but it could be the American family farmer. You know how supportive I am of our family farmers, because I am one. And the music in the background comes from country music superstar Luke Bryan, who is helping with his tour to celebrate what's going on America's family farms. And the folks at Bayer are working with Luke Bryan, which is interesting in the main. We invited Ray Cairns, who's the senior vice president at Bayer, to talk about their involvement in this and the whole business of the American family farmer. There are a lot of people who are concerned. I don't know if concern is the right. Can I call you Ray, by the way, Mr. Cairns? I'll call you
Really, absolutely, yeah. Doug. Please do.
All right. Okay.
Thanks for having me on here.
Well, I'm an American family farmer as well. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I do a podcast every week called The American Family Farmer. So this is right up my alley and the alley of the people. This program is heard on stations that are medium-sized, smaller markets in the Midwest, the bread belt, if you will, all around the country. That's a very important market, or those are important markets for us. So the places that Luke Bryan is going on his tour are cut out of that same cloth. So what's the impact of this? And I'm wondering if this is something that other people like Luke Bryan would be well served to do.
Well, Doug, thanks for having us on. And, you know, we're really happy to come here and talk about Here's to the Farmer, which is a program that we started to help recognize the American farmer for all they do. You know, we partnered with Luke Bryan about 3 years ago on his farm tour, which he's had going on for a few years before that. You know, Luke himself, he's a farmer himself. His dad is still a peanut farmer down in the great state of Georgia. And he put this farm tour together originally to recognize the American farmer. Well, Bear, with our strong agricultural background, we took a look at the farm tour and said, hey, what a great opportunity for partnership. And that's why we're here today, launching the Here's to the Farmer program, which folks can find on herestothefarmer.com. If you haven't checked it out yet, Doug, I highly encourage you. I'm sure as a dairy farmer, you yourself will love some of the information you're going to find on there.
Well, let's talk about what the campaign is all about. What does it do? What do you do with Bryan? What is the campaign aimed at doing?
3 years ago when we started working with Luke on the farm tour, we put a little program in place that every time someone would recognize this particular program, they'd hashtag it on social media, we would donate a meal to a hungry American. Unfortunately, we know even in this great country of ours, there are still Americans going without food on a daily basis. So 3 years ago, our goal was to donate 300,000 meals. Last year, we bumped it up to 500,000 meals. And, Doug, this year we're happy to report that partnering with Luke and during the farm tour here, we're looking to donate 1 million meals to hungry Americans who can't afford their food, don't know where the next meal is going to come from. And the whole point is to celebrate the American farmer. I mean, you probably know this, but 83% of the food produced here in America is consumed by Americans mm-hmm. in some way, fashion, or form. And so the opportunity that when you walk in a grocery store and you don't really know where your milk or your produce or your meat is coming from, I mean, this is an opportunity for us to educate Americans all around this great land of ours, remind them about how hard the American farmers work for us.
The idea here of giving away 1 million meals is anathema to some, and I'm just wondering how you go about choosing the places where you donate the meals, because supposedly, as many as 14 million youngsters go to bed hungry every night. So how do you, using this campaign, find where to deliver these meals? And I'm thinking when you find them, you probably could do 1 million meals a day instead of just one time around. This is a great effort, how do you know where to go with it?
Doug, you're right. And this is why the farm tour is so important to us. You roll into a farm, and within about 8 or 10 hours, you go from a working cattle ranch, all of a sudden you got 20,000 of your closest friends on the farm. It's an opportunity for us to reach all those folks who are participating there and have them hashtag this Here's to the Farmer line. And every time they do that, we'll donate a meal. We're also working with local food banks at each of these stops.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. There's a lot of hungry people out there.
So you're doing it at the stops on the tour.
We're doing it at the stops on the tour. We're partnering with Feeding America for the 1 million meals, but we're also donating money to local food banks. So it's a dual track we have here, mm-hmm. all in the theme of recognizing the American farmer, educating folks on what farmers do, the important role they play. And you know what? It's a great idea. If you come out to the farm tour itself, you get to hear some terrific music.
Great music. All right. Find out where he's going, where Luke Bryan is going, by going to the website, herestothefarmer.com. Thanks for being here, sir. Appreciate it. Ray Cairns from Bear.
Beans and cattle, but he don't ever get a rattle. He just goes till the sun goes down.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples. It's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Napa know-how.
When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will, because these brakes come with something no sports team does: guaranteed performance. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Leona Lewis.
I don't know her.
She's had a couple hits. She won the X Factor a
while
ago.
Don't you think she sounds like Celine Dion?
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so this is music from Avatar. She did the music for Avatar. Is this from the new Avatar? I don't remember this.
I guess that was the song used in the closing credits of Avatar, and it also helped promote some of the video footage of that film. We play that because... after a very long delay, the sequel to Avatar goes into production, starts filming, Doug, this week. I think they're going to do three more sequels, and the studio and production company have committed to over $1 billion
really?
To do so. Yeah, under the direction of James Cameron. Now, here's the thing. James Cameron really relaunched the 3D craze when he did the original Avatar, which is now over 3 years ago, or almost 4 years ago. But in recent surveys, the public is really tired of 3D. That's why a lot of the multiplexes have gone to mostly 2D showings, which I'm very thankful for. I don't know what kind of new technology he's going to have for the Avatar sequels, but I have a feeling something will be different than what we see in current film. because that's what Cameron's all about, is breaking new ground in technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad the 3D thing might be over, because it's a waste of money and it's just distracting.
Yeah, it doesn't add anything. I agree. It adds anything. But let's go back to the money. $1 billion they're committed for, what is it, four movies, three movies?
I think, I don't know if Victoria could Google if there's three in the pipeline or four, but it's a $1 billion investment or commitment from the production company studio. I think 20th Century Fox releases the films, but it's a production company that probably finances 80% of that money.
So how much did the Avatar, didn't it make close to
movie? $2 billion worldwide.
$2 billion?
Yeah, $2 billion. It's theoretically, in terms of dollar, not counting inflation, the biggest movie ever released. And I think it's, I mean, I wouldn't even say, it's certainly the least of James Cameron's movies in terms of how good they are. I liked it, but I didn't love it, and I didn't really like it. Just liked it. I thought it was good, but...
I liked it, and I didn't like it.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm not clamoring for these sequels. Like, it doesn't really excite me that these sequels are in production.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't find.
I didn't even see it.
Interesting concept, but it wasn't the kind of blow me away movie that a lot of people thought it was.
Right.
And so, okay, so you
$2.8 billion. It's almost three. God. That's insane.
Wow. So no wonder they're going to give him that kind of dough.
Yeah.
Come back and see if they can.
Well, he's a very hard guy reportedly to deal with as a director. If you go back and read some of the stories when he did The Abyss in 1989. Ed Harris and Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio in a water tank. Ed Harris almost drowned. Ed Harris and Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio swore they would never work with him again. He's really hardcore in terms of getting the most out of actors. But his final product, for the most part, Terminator, Aliens, True Lies, is terrific. He's a great director.
True Lies is a good
movie. Titanic, of course.
Yeah. But he's been associated with some of the most profitable movies of all time,
yeah,
is he not?
No doubt about it.
Yeah. So there's, I mean, that would gain him respect among his peers and among the people that are holding on to the purse strings. All right, Chuck, what else you have for movie news?
This is interesting. Les Weissman, who directed Live Free or Die Hard, which was the fourth entry in the Die Hard franchise, in an interview the other day says that he is attached to direct a new Die Hard movie, that they're casting a young actor to play the Bruce Willis John McClane role in his 20s, and the film's going to be both a prequel and a sequel, which means Bruce Willis will come back as John McClane in a current form, and then they'll have a younger actor in flashback sequences, most likely to relaunch the series going forward with a younger actor. It's interesting because Bruce Willis in his last five movies have gone straight to DVD, but I think he's going to reemerge big. He's got a remake of Death Wish coming out in November, but I really think he's going to get back on the map with the sequel to Split and Unbreakable. That's M. Night Shyamalan's film, which is going to create a very high interest. Let's see if this Die Hard sequel ever truly gets made. If it does, it'll be out sometime in the next 3 years. And also, the sequel to It, official release date, September 6th, 2019. How excited are you for that one, Doug?
What is it titled, Them?
Probably It, the second chapter.
Okay. It, too.
it's going to make almost $300 million domestically. I think it's really good. Really good.
Chuck Curry, our movie man here on the DJB Experience at 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.